Like an engine of deliciousness, a well-made sauce brings energy to a dish. Sauces, however, can be a daunting arena for even the most adept cooks. Until now, there is a new book out called Modern Sauces, a book for cooks who want to take their cooking to a whole new level. Award-winning food writer Martha Holmberg has written the book and surveys this oft-intimidating genre with these bites of information and dozens of process photographs to help deliver the skill of great sauce making to every kind of cook, from beginners to those more accomplished who wish to expand their repertoire. Again, the name of the book, Modern Sauces, more than 150 recipes for every cook, every day. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Martha Holmberg to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Well, it is my pleasure to be here, and such a great introduction of the book, because that is very much what I was trying to do.
Well, wonderful. You know, it's fascinating to me because it seems that this is something that would be often overlooked. It's a part of cooking, but maybe something that we never really take seriously and look at it by itself.
I think that people probably do have some dishes that contain sauces that they just make automatically. But I think for the most part, there's a sort of a mystique or a real misconception about sauces among home cooks these days. And that's what I kept hearing from cooks before I wrote the book. It was like, oh, yeah, I love to cook. I cook a lot. But, ooh, sauces, huh? You know, that's for chefs, or that's something special, or that takes a long time. And I just knew from my own cooking that there's so many sauces that just don't take a long time, that totally integrate into everyday cooking, and that can make people happier with their food.
Because it seems like it is. It's another step, right? You have a wonderful meal, and this would be an accoutrement. So as you say, makes it all the more special, but it is another step.
It is another step, but a lot of the sauces work beautifully on very simple main ingredients anyway that don't require a lot of cooking or a lot of time. So if you're just doing, you know, what I call the ubiquitous boneless, skinless chicken breast, that doesn't take a lot of time to get that in the saute pan. And then if you just take another 5 minutes to make a little pan sauce after you've cooked it, it just elevates that very basic plain food. And I feel like sauces unite things on the plate in a way that nothing else can. So you might have a dinner that just is, you know, a meat, a starch, a veg. And if you can throw a little sauce in there, even if it's like a vinaigrette, which for me are like the miracle sauces, all of a sudden the meal becomes just something different, something special. The ingredients talk to each other very nicely.
Now, it's interesting, and I don't know, it wasn't until I started reading the book and I saw vinaigrette and I cocked my head a bit, because I think of a vinaigrette would be a dressing more than a sauce.
Well, there is a little bit of semantics in sauce, dressing, you know, condiment.
Right.
But basically, a vinaigrette, I think of a sauce as how you described in the beginning. It's something that, you know, delivers a powerful punch of flavor that brings food together. It's usually liquidy or a puree, something like that. But this was the other point I wanted to make in the book, is there's a whole world of sauces that aren't just like a cream sauce or, you know, a demi-glace kind of restaurant sauce. And vinaigrette is, in France, where I study cooking, is very much a sauce, and you use it as a dressing on salads, but you can use it in a lot of other dishes. And I have a couple of recipes that I think are great illustrations of that. One of my favorites is a salmon fillet, so a piece of roasted salmon. I've got some mashed potatoes with a little turnips in there, if you like turnips. And then this wonderful tangerine brown butter vinaigrette. Easy to make, a little different, I mean, definitely different than anything you can get in a jar or a bottle. And you put it over that food and you've got this wonderful main dish. So vinaigrettes can be like a dressing for salad, but they can be so much more. I even make a dessert with sliced strawberries in season, and I put a little balsamic vinaigrette on it. It's fabulous.
That sounds wonderful. The ingredients of that: tangerine, sherry vinegar, shallot, butter, Dijon mustard, olive oil, kosher salt, and chives. I mean, that's doesn't get much better than that.
It doesn't get much better, and it really doesn't get much easier. I mean, vinaigrettes is a, you know, if people are a little bit new to cooking or not quite sure where to go, I like to point them to that chapter first, as well as the fruit sauce chapter in the back, because there's not cooking involved in most cases. You know, you're not investing a lot of time or ingredients, and it really is the kind of thing that you can taste as you go. And if you, you know, if you need, in fact, I encourage, it's one of the big lessons I'm trying to get through in the whole book, is that cooks need to taste at every step of the process, including their ingredients before they even begin, to kind of know what they're dealing with. Mm. So often someone will execute a recipe, you know, step one to step six, and then they taste the dish and they're like, you know, is this what it's supposed to be? And you can use your own instinct and your own flavor palette as you're cooking in order to adjust things.
I guess the sort of the king of them all, and one of the sauces that probably most people will get their first taste of, literally and figuratively, is a tomato sauce.
Yes, and tomato sauce. You know, I had a lot of decisions to make when I was doing the book, because obviously there are a zillion traditional Italian pasta sauces, and many of them tomato based, and I don't claim to have expertise in Italian food, and I didn't want to kind of go down that road. So I just decided to have what are the core tomato sauces that I use in my life and that are really adaptable. And there's one or a couple in there that are with fresh tomatoes, just like that flash sauteed cherry tomato sauce is so easy and just like unbelievably good. But the others I make with canned tomatoes, which I love canned tomatoes. They make beautiful sauces. And these are the kind of sauces that I'll spend a rainy Sunday afternoon, of which we have many in my town of Portland, Oregon, and just making up big batches of these sauces, and then you divide them up and put them in the freezer. They freeze perfectly, and then you come home from work, and you're like, oh, what's for dinner? Yay, I've got this sauce. And you can put it on pasta. You can put it on polenta. I have a wonderful egg dish where you heat up the marinara sauce and you crack some eggs into it and like poach eggs in the sauce and serve it with like grilled bread. So there are a lot of ways to take a really well-made tomato sauce.
You mentioned the vinaigrettes and the fruit sauces as being good beginner sauces for people. Is there a skill set that if you learn how to make a good tomato sauce, then you have the skill set to adapt to a vegetable or a chili sauce or a butter sauce or a cream sauce or a custard sauce?
I understand the question. I don't think that the tomato sauce skill set brings you to necessarily to those other sauces. They, you know, other than learning how to do your mise en place, learning how to taste and evaluate. I think perhaps the closest relatives in skill building would be maybe mayonnaise to hollandaise to sabayon. Those are all dealing with egg yolks, which can be a little tricky, especially when you apply heat to egg yolks, as we know, when we make scrambled eggs. And so learning how to handle whipping the egg yolks with a little bit of heat is the trick in both the hollandaise and the sabayon. I would just say that those are perhaps the most technically challenging sauces in the book, but even those are something that, you know, all you have to do is pay attention, and I really try to provide you with lots of cautions and advice and warnings and, you know, ways around things to help you have success. And so you just pay attention, and before you know it, you've made a really delicious hollandaise sauce.
You say in the book that beurre blanc or white butter may be the poster child for misunderstood French sauces.
Yes. Well, and part of the problem is because of the name. So butter sauce, right away you're like, oh, it's going to be so rich, it's going to be so caloric, and it's not, you know, and it's kind of old-fashioned.
See, that's not my first reaction. It's like, oh, man, that sounds good.
Well, that's why we get along, Joe.
Yeah, okay. I understand.
But But the thing about a good butter sauce is the balance between the butter and the other ingredients that give you that bright acidic backbone. So, as you know, when you make a butter sauce, you take something like wine and vinegar or lemon juice, or I have one with apple cider that I love, and you cook it, you simmer it, so it reduces down to like a little intense syrup that would be too sharp to eat on its own, and then you whisk in some cold butter, and it emulsifies while you're doing that, and it makes this creamy, really beautiful, satiny mouthfeel, balanced sauce that does have butter in it, but it's not buttery per se.
When it's all said and done, the message, and you've said this, but the message to get across to people is that they shouldn't be intimidating, they can be done, and they add so much to the meal.
Absolutely. And if you just find even a couple of sauces that you like in this book and incorporate that into your cooking, you'll all of a sudden, it's like an exponential growth in the kinds of things you can do, the wonderful flavor experiences that you can create. Gift giving, too. I mean, the caramel, I really, if there's one sauce that delivers so much for so little work, it's the caramel sauce, salted caramel sauce. It's like three ingredients. It really doesn't take long at all. The only tricky part is you have to look at the sugar as it's melting so that it doesn't, you know, burn, but you have plenty of time to make that decision. Whisk in your cream, and you have a caramel sauce that is better than anything you could buy at a gourmet store. So for holidays, I like to get little pretty jars, pour in my salted caramel sauce, stick on a label, and you've got a terrific homemade gift or a hostess gift.
Well, the name of the book is Modern Sauces, more than 150 recipes for every cook every day. And speaking of gifts, I've seen all of the end-of-the-year gift lists, and whenever it comes down to books to get the foodie in your life, this book is among them and is getting wonderful reviews. It's called Modern Sauces, more than 150 recipes for every cook every day. It's published by Chronicle. Martha Holmberg, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
The pleasure was mine. Thank you, Joe.
A great pleasure. Enjoy the holiday. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah. Talk to you soon again, I hope.
I look forward to it. Again, the name of the book, Modern Sauces. It's published by Chronicle. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.